Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and this is the Faith Cafe. Thank you so very much for tuning in on this beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I pray that you are rejoicing in God, the God of your salvation, and if He is not your salvation, then make Him your salvation and make Him your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you have not, if you're listening and you have not made Him Lord and Savior, you definitely are living beneath your privilege. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came into this world to save us, to save and to seek those that were lost. And I love the way the psalmist David says. He says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And in order to taste and see, you must experience something. Just like you taste a good meal or you get a taste of something good and that tastes so good on the palate of your mouth. You're like, wow, that is good. And then you want more because that you tasted was so satisfying and it was so enjoyable till you want more of it. And that's the same with the Lord. You will want more once you have taste and see that He is good, and you will want more of the Lord. So I challenge you, hallelujah, to, you know, seek more of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And before I continue to enter on and to enter into prayer, go to the throne room of God. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for your goodness, your kindness, your loving kindness, and your tender mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because your word says over in Lamentations that your love and your mercies, they're steadfast. And Father God, and He said, your mercies, you said, are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness unto us. We thank you and we praise you. And Father, we thank you because you are reliable. We know we can count on you because you don't fail us. You're unfailing. Your unfailing love. You're unfailing. Your word is true. Hallelujah. And we can stand on your word because it is forever settled in heaven. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. And as I minister forth the oracles of you, I pray your word will fall upon good soil where the soil is prepared to receive your word, that your word will be received with gladness and it will bring forth fruit, life-changing fruit in each and every life of each hearer in Jesus' name. And we give you the thanks and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God, hallelujah. This is part two on the blessings of God upon Joseph. And foundation scripture is Genesis 39, verses 2 and 3. And just I'll briefly read that to you, just in the event you wasn't listening on last week. And the Lord, Genesis 39, verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Praise God. So God was with Joseph, and even his master looked upon him and seen everything that he did. It was prosperous and it was good. So we that are God's people, we're men and women, we're called out of God. Our light should be shining wherever we go, wherever situation that we've been put in. Here Joseph was put into prison first, from put into a pit, you know, then sold into slavery, then from slavery put into prison because of you know, falsely accused. But I never seen where he accused God of blame God for anything he went through. Still had a right attitude. And that's a lesson to all of us, people of God, an example. We're not to allow the challenges of our lives, whatever we go through, make us bitter. We're not to do that. We are to still walk in love, and that is a challenge because, sure, sometimes we may want to get bitter, we may want to get angry, but no, we have to cast that down. The Word of God says, cast down imaginations, everything that and every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God. So when we find ourselves in challenging situations, we're to praise God right on through it, keep walking and praising God through the valley, through the storms. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, he said, God said he will be with us. When we go through the fire, he said he will be with us. We go through the flood, they will not overtake us. And even he said, when we go through the fire, we end up walking through the fire. But that's it. You walking through, the fire will not burn you. It won't touch you. And nor will you come out smelling like smoke. Praise God. He said he would be with you. Remember the Hebrew boys. They got cast, thrown into the fiery furnace, 3 times hotter than what the furnace was. They heated it up. Seven times hotter they heated it up because they intended to burn them alive. But it goes to show you when God have a plan for your life and he calls you, nobody can touch you. No one can touch you, no matter how they try. No matter how they try, they can't touch you. And they cannot touch you. But the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, and when they seen them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they saw a fourth person in there, and they said it looked like the Son of Man. So God protected them. They walking around in the fire where the fire didn't burn them. It didn't touch them. They walking around just like they walking around on dry land and nothing hurt them. So, and that's what God promised. He's over in Isaiah 43:2. We will walk through the fire and the fire will not take us. It won't burn us. We won't even be affected by any of this. The flood, none of it. The waters, the flood, the fire, none of this we will not be affected by when you trust God. And Joseph trusted God, never said he was bitter in anything that he, all the circumstances he went through. And then, you know, to get put into prison for something you did not do. I mean, I always see that, oh, that was awful, you know, but he trusted God in that. And he still remained having a right attitude, a right spirit, you know, and everything we do, we are to have, and everything that we go through, we are to have a right spirit. As David, the psalmist David, that's what he prayed. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. He said, and renew a right spirit in me. So we were to have a right spirit in everything, regardless, you know, where we find ourselves. And Joseph had been sold into slavery, and he ended up in such a situation, we think, oh, my God. But Joseph went from being ruler over, he went from the pit and slavery and all out of, you know, the prison, and to ruler over Egypt. So this is where I'm going to start here, part two, and it looks like it's going to be a part three because I'm not going to be able to finish up on today. So let's look at Genesis chapter 41 and verse 44. But before, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. I want to mention this because I think this is significant. And verse 42, and Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had, and they and they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Now, I wanted to focus here on right now on verse 42. When Pharaoh taken off his ring, that ring was called a signet ring, S-I-G-N-E-T, signet. And that ring was only what the king wore. And that ring was a symbol of royal authority. So he taken it off and he given it to Joseph, you know, that he would wear that ring of royal authority. He put linen, vestures of linen, fine linen, had gold chain around his neck. So he made him royalty. And this was really, to do this in another country, that was really unheard of because Joseph was not an Egyptian. He came from another country. He was a foreigner there, but made him ruler over a country where he was not, that was not his native country. So, and it made him to ride in a chariot, which that was for royalty, okay? And they all bowed the knee to him. Let's look at verse 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you, he told him that no man will come into the land of Egypt without you knowing it. So everyone that come into the land of Egypt, Joseph would know about it. And he had to give them permission, obviously, before they can really come there. He would see them, he would question them, and he would talk to them. So Joseph, in that kind of authority, just to show you what God can do. God can turn whatever around in your life if we just trust him. So Joseph was in second command, right under Pharaoh, prince of Egypt, you know, governor of Egypt. Only God can take you there. Only God. Only God. From a pit, from slavery to ruler of a country. Okay. And God just shows us when we're called and we have a calling on our life, God just show you a little bit. He, you know, just as though he, just like he showed Joseph. He showed Joseph that in a dream, you know, that your brothers are going to bow to you. He showed him that. He showed him that they're going to bow to you. He showed him that he was going to rule over them. He showed them that he showed him in a dream that that even others, the stars and the moon, were going to bow to him. And Joseph made the mistake. I say he made a mistake, but maybe not. That's my opinion. But Joseph told his brothers this, and he ended up in a pit. But sometimes we can tell our dreams and share with too soon. And I have done that time and time until I've learned some things you can't share right away. You got to just hold on and just trust God and let it come into fruition. But anyway, Joseph shared that dream with his brothers, and they are, you're going to rule over us. But yet God showed Joseph the dream that he's going to rule over them, but he did not show him everything he would go through all in between. So God have showed you. He may showed you in a dream. He may spoke to you or talk to you in a vision, but whatever it is, he didn't show you everything you were going to go through in between. Because I know myself, if God would have showed me what all I was going to go through from what he showed me from the beginning, I probably would not have, to be honest with you, I probably would not have been willing, because no one wants to go through pain. Because when you go through transformation, you go through pain. You go through some hard places. You go through some hard lessons. But it's still trusting God every step of the way, walking through the valley, walking through the wilderness, walking through the fire, going through the flood. But we trust God. But if he tell us we're going to go through that before, most of us wouldn't want to hear that, and we would not be willing. But God shows you from the beginning, but not everything. And just as he showed Joseph, he was going to be ruler over his brothers, but he didn't know how. He didn't know what. God didn't show him all of that. He didn't show him he was going to be you know, he was going to end up being sold into slavery, and he was going to end up in another country, and that he was going to end up in a man's home as being his keeper of his home, and his woman, his wife, tries to lie on him and sleep. He didn't see all of that. He didn't see any of that, and then end up being in prison. And I'm not sure how long he was in prison, but he had been in Egypt 13 years when he went before Pharaoh. So he had been in Egypt 13 years. So that's a long time. So God shows us, but he don't show us everything in between. So Joseph didn't have any idea, and when we a lot of times don't have any idea. But this is a faith walk. And when things don't happen the way we think that they should happen, that's when trust comes in, where we're to trust God at his word, because he said his word will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he sent it forth to do. And he said he is not a man that he should lie. And the immutability of his word, it will not change. God will not go back on his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in Egypt here, Joseph, after such a time, Joseph had been given a wife out in Egypt, and his wife had bore him children. And Joseph ended up traveling throughout all the land of Egypt. Okay, let's look at verse 47 in the 41st chapter, verse 47, and say, and the seven plenteous years and earth brought forth by handfuls. Okay, so they were in plenty. The years were plenty there. I mean, 7 years they had, they was in abundance of food. They had abundance of seed. The ground just brought forth in such an abundance. So they end up with a surplus. In verse 48, they end up with a surplus. So what Joseph, by him being a man of God, and he being having wisdom, he had the Spirit of God. He decided that we'll take the surplus and we'll store it up in each city. We'll store up the surplus, each city, each town, and that way, you know, we will have, you know, for such a time, like we say, modern day time, we save up for a rainy day. So when times get hard or times get lean, so Joseph decided that he would do that, and this is what he did. And anyway, before that happened, at the end of the drought, when the land was plenteous and all the abundance, he ended up having two sons. And in that experience, you know, that's the first time that Joseph ever voiced how he really felt as far as his pain, you know, after those 13 years. So he in verse 51, 41st chapter and verse 51 says, and Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. So he had named him, and Manasseh meaning making me to forget. So he had Joseph had forgotten you know, all the pain that he had in his father Jacob's house. And then he named, in verse 52, he named his second son Ephraim, meaning to be fruitful. So he forgot all about the toil in his father's house, but then he named his son Ephraim, meaning to be fruitful, saying that God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of his affliction. So God caused him to be fruitful in the land here that he was in, which was Egypt. Okay, so he didn't cause him to be fruitful in a foreign land. So now after the 7 years, the abundance ended, and here comes 7 years of famine. Famine where they had, the food was very scarce. And I remind you, Joseph had to store up food in each city because, you know, he had the wisdom of God. And so, which you have the Spirit of God, you have the wisdom of God that lies within you. If you really listen, he would direct you on what steps to take necessary. So he has stored up the food for the famine. Go to Genesis chapter 42. And we've got to begin there at the first verse. That's Genesis 42, began at verse 1. Now when Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look upon one another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Get you down there and buy for us from there, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob didn't send him with his brethren, for he said, lest perhaps the mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy grain among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now see here, they were in Canaan, Joseph and his sons, his family, all but Joseph, they were in Canaan. And there was a famine there in Canaan. Okay, so they were experiencing lack of food. They were experiencing hunger. So he sent the rest of them to go buy food there. Let's look at verse 6. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces on the earth. Okay? Remember the dream? You're going to bow down to me? It's what Joseph saw in the dream. You're going to come and bow down to me. And they were angry. No, huh, what are you talking about? Here we go. Okay? They came and bowed down to Joseph. And verse 7, and Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them. And he spoke roughly unto them, and he said unto them, from where come you? Where you come from? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew that his brethren, but they knew him not. So they did not recognize who Joseph was, but Joseph knew who they were, and he remained until such a time that he would reveal himself to them. Okay. So, and Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them and said unto them, you are spies, and to see the nakedness of the land you are come. And they said unto him, no, we didn't, but my Lord, but to buy food, for are thy servants come. Okay? So when he accused them of being spies, and they said, no, that's what we're not come to spy. But Joseph refused to really believe them because he remembered all these dreams that he had. Remember, he was a dreamer. He definitely was a dreamer. So let's look at what verse 9 says. Yes, he remembered the dreams. He remembered the dreams that he dreamed of them and said unto you are spies. Okay, yes, we have that. And let's look at verse 10. And he said unto, verse 11. And we are all one man's son. We are true men, thy servants, no spies. And he said unto them, no, but you see the nakedness of the land you come. Okay, let's skip down to verse 13. And they said, thy servant are 12 brethren, the son of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day without father and not, and one is not. Okay, so he was questioning them about his his younger brother and the father. Basically, he was wanting to know what was going on. And Joseph said unto them, that is it, I spoke unto you, saying, ye are spies. So then here, skip down to verse 16. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested, whether it is truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. Verse 17, and he put them all together into prison 3 days. Now he kept them in prison 3 days until they brought their brother Benjamin, the brother that was next to him. He would have been the youngest there at home, but Joseph was actually the youngest, but Benjamin was next to him. He was next to Benjamin. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this I do and live, for I fear God. So he says, if you be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of the famine of your house. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall thy words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. So they brought the younger brother, which was Benjamin, unto him for him to see. So Joseph allowed, you know, the rest of them to go on back. Everybody else, he allowed them to go on into the other country, go on back to their homes, go back to your household, take the food, you know, because you have hungry people there, people, you know, suffering from hunger, you know, and he did not want those people to continually to suffer. So he gave them permission to go on and take the food back to those that were hungry, those that were weak, because as you know, when you haven't eaten, and what happens to the body, you know, if you haven't eaten for a certain amount of days, the body becomes weak, and you become weak, and you know, it's not good. So Joseph knew this, and he told him to go on and take the food back. So to make a long story short, let's look at chapter 45 of Genesis. Okay, this is here where Joseph reveals himself, and I'm out of time, but Joseph reveals himself unto his brothers. We will continue on that on next week, okay? But to show where Joseph revealed himself unto his brothers after 13 years. Wow. So anyway, I'm out of time. Just want to thank each and every one for tuning in, taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you so much. And also to remind you that tonight, 7 p.m., here on the Spirit Alive Network, we have Prayer Changes Things with Evangelist Janie Branch. And I ask that you would tune in if you want, you know, prayer. You need prayer, which we all do. Prayer is always in order. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. here on the Spirit Alive Network with Evangelist Janie Branch for Prayer Changes Things. And I want to thank you once again, and I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. And just remember 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, until next time, we say, be ye transformed, and have a blessed day. Good night.